We are doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 36th chapter, the 24th Pasuk. And Elihu is in the middle of talking to Iyov, and he says, he had left off saying, who could tell God what to do? God is not like a human king who could be convinced or persuaded or told. You're not going to change God's mind. If God decides it should be one way, you can't tell him otherwise. And he continues in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Zichor ki tasgifa olo. Zichor, take note that you yourself recognize and you know that God's actions are awesome, and it's something that's well known. Asher shoriru anashim, that people have witnessed, and people know that God does awesome things. We could say that maybe he's referring to Abraham being saved from the furnace. He's saying, you know, there are things that are well known, recorded facts, that Hashem is watching over what's going on here. And there are plenty of proofs to this concept that are not well known, but take note at least of what is well known. Take note at least that there are things that are indicative of the fact that God is watching over what's happening down below. Kol Adam Chazuvo. Everyone sees because God gives them the capacity to see. God is the one that fashions the human eye, and we can see a distance. How can we see this distance? Because God gives us the capacity to see. So how can you think that God cannot see? Enosh yabit merachok. The human being can see a distance. And you want to say that God does not see? You know, it's like the verse in Tehillim, the verse we say in Hallel. Hayotzer ayin, if the one that fashions the eye, lo yabit, can it be that he doesn't look? Obviously, if God created our own capacity to see, then obviously he himself sees. Kol Adam, all of humanity, chazuvo, we can look, we can see, vo, thanks to him. Enosh yabit merachok, and the human being can see a distance. Hen el sagi velo neidam. God is great. He is so great that it is beyond our concepts. Mispar shanav velo cheker. And God's years are beyond what any number that we can fathom. There's no beginning, there's no end, it's all beyond our concepts. So we can't understand God's essence, we can't understand God, we can't understand the number of years he's been around, is going to be around. These are concepts that are beyond us. You think you could judge God? You think you could say, God, you're unfair? You don't begin to understand anything about God. Ki yigara nitfei mahayim. You know what we can perceive from God? We can perceive God's actions. We can see that sometimes God makes the rain stop. Ki yegara, because God could decrease nitfeimayim, the drips of water. Yazok umatar le'edo. And this is in spite of the fact that you see clouds that have a lot of water that's being poured into them. Edo is a cloud. Ed is like a cloud, a mist. So even though Yazoku Matale Edo, there's been a lot of rain poured into his clouds, Hashem can sometimes have clouds filled with water passing over and no rain falling. We had a few years like that in the drought that we're still in now. We had 2 years ago, we had a summer, we had a winter where most of the days of the winter were cloudy. You saw the sky covered with clouds, but we didn't have rain. You just saw the clouds passing and passing and passing, no rain. So Elihu is saying, you don't have a concept of God, you don't perceive his strength, you don't perceive his might, you don't perceive him, you don't begin to perceive his concept of time, God is God's number of years. How can you perceive that? It's infinite. It has no beginning and no end. We don't understand these concepts. We say them, but they are beyond our perception. So we have no perception of God Himself. Our perceptions are of His actions. Look, for example, there can be clouds filled with water and no rain. Asher yizelu shechakim. Sometimes you see the reverse. Sometimes you see that the sky is dripping water. Yir'afu alei adam rav. You could see that naturally you look at the sky and you don't see clouds that are filled with water. It doesn't seem like you should have a downpour now. And then suddenly there's a lot of good rain coming down. And why is it? Because Adam Rav, a great person, a tzaddik, asked Hashem for rain, and he made it rain. Naturally, you look around, there shouldn't have rained at that time. So Eov, take a look at well-known facts. Take a look at things that everyone knows. There are things that attest to the fact that God is watching over humanity. Firstly, the mere logic that if God gave us the capacity to see, why do you say He doesn't see? He doesn't see what you're doing. And secondly, there are actions. And He's in the beginning of a speech. We'll continue Be'ezat Hashem next time.